Arcola. Mary McNair was busy the last few weeks, not only at her job at the Cornerstone Credit Union in Arcola, but also getting the first-ever Arcola Business Amazing Race in order. On October 22, the event started at the Optimist Legion Hall in Arcola. The 12 teams of two registered beforehand, and when the event began, they were given their instructions for the event. Each team needed to complete four events around Arcola, which involved several businesses and volunteers. Each obstacle was to be completed as quickly as possible if they wanted to be first. Although the Cornerstone Credit Union organized the occasion, it was a way for Arcola businesses to highlight the town and its amazing community. Each of the four events displayed something of Arcola. The first was called Get Two Steppin'. Once a set of competitors arrived at the school's gymnasium, the women from the Family Health Center taught them a step or two. The second one was called Rock and Roll, held at the fire hall. Here participants threw on a fire helmet and proceeded to roll up a long and heavy fire hose. The Arcola Library was also involved with buttons up. A button top was hidden in the library. Once found, the button needed to be completed and the team moved on. This obstacle was performed by one of the team members. The Fair Pavilion building hosted another event. Flying G provided a mechanical bull for the rope and ride. One member of the team could choose to ride the bull or rope him. Teams did not know which event would be their starting point. Four teams were sent off to start. Another four teams went at a later time, and then the last four began. Nobody knew what the categories would be, as they were kept quiet and only a few people engaged in this part. JJ's Trucking and the Arcola Rodeo Committee prepared the luncheon at the hall. All participants and volunteers received a free lunch, but others could purchase the meal, which proved to be successful, with $512 being donated to the Carlisle and District Food Bank. Close to 30 businesses and individuals donated and/or took part in the day's event. A check for $3,000 was donated to the Carlisle and District Food Bank. Teresa Ludke, chairperson for the food bank, was on hand to receive the donation. Each month the food bank helps 200 people in or around the area, said Ludke. At the end, a sealed envelope was handed to Penny Kimmery with the winner's name from the race, Keegan and Amanda Smith from Farmhands Tattoo. Although the day was cloudy and cool, all the events occurred indoors, and it did not delay the event. McNair was pleased with the day's outcome and thankful to all the businesses and volunteers that made the first annual Amazing Race a success.